This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed their shared concerns over the evolving situation in West Asia and the need for a return to dialogue and diplomacy. He said that the two countries will continue to engage closely and coordinate efforts towards the early restoration of peace and stability in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. Delivering the keynote address, President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, yesterday said that the Global South will decide the next world order and India will play a deciding factor in it. On shaping the new world order, Dr. Stubbs highlighted that India has been applying value-based realism for thousands of years. He said this is evident in how India works as a constructive member of the United Nations. Dr. Stubbs said India should have a permanent seat in the UN Security Council. He added that India has been under no illusions and has based its foreign policy on a pragmatic worldview. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Alexander Stubb have reiterated their commitment to the rules-based international order and multilateral cooperation with the UN at its core. The India-Finland joint statement following the state visit of President of Finland to India said that both the leaders affirmed the deep and enduring friendship between India and Finland built on a foundation of mutual respect and the values of democracy and rule of law, as well as commitment to global peace, security and international law. The leaders agreed to elevate the India-Finland relations to a strategic partnership in a digitalization and sustainability based on converging interests and mutual benefits. They underlined the importance of redoubling efforts to reach the Sustainable Development Goals and the importance of global cooperation against the challenges of climate change and loss of biodiversity. Welcoming the landmark free trade agreement between India and the European Union concluded in the India-EU summit on 27th January, both leaders acknowledged the immense and mutually beneficial opportunities for both parties of interest of increased trade and investment, including for the India-Finland bilateral relationship. President Draupadi Murmu appointed governors in different states and union territories. Governor of Himachal Pradesh, Shiv Pratap Shukla, has been appointed as Governor of Telangana. Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma has been appointed Governor of Maharashtra. Former Bihar Assembly Speaker Nandakishore Yadav has been appointed as Governor of Nagaland. Lieutenant General Retired Syed Atta Hasnain has been appointed as Governor of Bihar. Governor of Tamil Nadu, R. N. Ravi, has been appointed as Governor of West Bengal. Governor of Kerala, Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, will discharge the functions of Governor of Tamil Nadu. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavindra Gupta, has been appointed as Governor of Himachal Pradesh. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena, has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh. Former diplomat Taranjit Singh Sandhu has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Delhi. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating England by 7 runs in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 254, England scored 246 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, India piled up Mahmood 253 for 7 in 20 overs. Sanju Samson was adjudged player of the match. India will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. In Nepal, counting of votes have begun after the country's first general election since violent Zensi protest toppled the KP Sharma Oli-led coalition government. Voting took place yesterday to elect 275 members of the House of Representatives. And that's the end of the news bulletin.